Eurovision. Welcome to Eurovision, a podcast with a unique Irish perspective on the Eurovision Song Contest.
12 points,
Ireland.
All kinds of everything reminds me of you.
What's another year for someone who's lost everything that he owns? Hold me now, don't cry, don't say a word, just cry.
I look at you and I get to feel it by me.
In your eyes, I see the light leading me home again.
We were the rock and roll kids, rock and roll was all we did.
I am the voice in the wind and the pouring rain. I am the voice of your hunger and pain.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Eurovision podcast.
Woo-hoo!
Happy 2023. Connor, my friend, happy new year.
Happy new year. It's been a while. My God, it feels like months and months and months. But it's
we
only been
took a well
deserved
needed,
break.
Well deserved break. We enjoyed the Christmas. We had a nice time.
Very nice time.
Yeah, yeah. Connor, any New Year's resolutions?
Nothing. I don't believe in all that stuff.
Love
you know,
that. Okay,
if you aren't going to change yourself any other time of the year, why should January 1st be the day to change it?
Oh, preach. Yeah. Preach. And listen, for a real Eurovision super fan, it kicks off in September.
That's the thing.
We
yeah.
all know that. Mine is just to drink more water.
I thought I was going to just drink.
No.
Drink more water. That's
drink
fair.
More, stay hydrated.
Well,
yeah.
I think that's a sustainable New Year's resolution.
I need to do that in general. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it's a life thing. It's been a little while, Connor. There has been a few things that have gone on since really we last spoke, since we last released.
Yeah, it feels like too much has gone on to even cover. But we've had two songs,
mm-hmm.
which is mad to think. Two mm-hmm. songs already. We've got Ukraine and Albania, which we'll be discussing a bit later on.
Mm-hmm.
We had Junior.
Oh,
Eurovision.
Loved Junior.
Which was amazing.
Yeah.
More on that later as well.
Absolutely.
We also had ESC 250.
Should we explain a bit about ESC 250? Because I feel like it's very prevalent along a lot of Twitter fans. But there's actually a large cohort of people out there who
have no idea what it is. Yeah.
250. So how would we explain it, Connor?
250 is basically like a global ranking of every single Eurovision song ever to compete at the contest. And fans submit their top 10. Like at Eurovision, you know,
of all time.
Of all time.
Mm-hmm.
They cement that online and then all the votes are compiled together. And on New Year's Eve, then they basically present them in a big ranking, the top 250 of them.
Exactly. It's run by songfestival.be, the Belgian website, and ESC Radio. If you're mm-hmm. not familiar with ESC Radio and you're a Eurovision fan, I suggest you get that app on your device or pull them up on your laptop. I love just sticking on ESC Radio randomly throughout the day and seeing what comes on. But yeah, was it about 10 a.m. on New Year's Eve, the countdown starts,
yeah,
it's our
about
time.
Half 10 at night. It was a bit earlier this year.
Yeah.
Usually it's 11.
Yeah, it's a good hour or so before midnight you get to the number one. And the winner for what? 8-9 years on the trot.
10 years in a row.
10 years in a row. Loreen, Euphoria. And it was broken this year. Loreen was number two.
Yes.
Number one was...
Chanel. Slow-mo.
España. Took a video. Watch a slow-mo.
Mo. Well-deserved winner, I think. If there was anyone that was going to beat her, I think... Chanel, with the support of the Spanish fans,
mm-hmm.
was going to do it this year.
They're like it's like the smash hits do well in ESC.
Yes.
But to be fair, actually, you could argue for 2022, there's multiple smash hits. Mm. I mean, you only have to look at Snap from Armenia
yeah.
being a TikTok viral song. And then like Sam Ryder has
yeah.
been a good smash, you know, for the UK. But yeah, Chanel, you know. Good. It was kind of a controversial one because I think
definitely.
Maybe some people felt the Spanish fans got too involved with the
yes.
voting. But hey, Chanel did it.
Yeah.
And she's brilliant. So well done. I enjoyed 250. I was very, very, very upset that Terminal 3 wasn't in it this year. It
no
was in it
last
year. No
Rock and Roll Kids either.
What was it?
No Rock and Roll Kids.
Yeah, it was
yeah.
like 254
or something. Yeah.
I just missed it. Oh, Rager.
Devastated.
Rager.
Brooke made it though.
Oh.
116th, I think.
Thank you, Spain.
Yeah.
Gracias. That was the Spanish fans, definitely. Something else that cropped up, Connor, in December time was the Junior Eurovision Song Contest.
Yes.
Which took place in Armenia. And we watched it together along with a couple of friends. What did you make of it?
Brilliant show, my God. It really put Turin to shame, I think. The production style
it's
of
not
things.
Hard, yeah, to be no, fair.
Yeah. But like everything looks so like clean and slick. And the presentation of the presenters were great. It was a great show all around. And all of the songs, my God, I don't think there was one song that was all right. Do you know what I mean? They were all like, every single song could compete at adult Eurovision if it wanted to. And, you know, Junior is such a feel-good show, do you mean? Just easygoing, family viewing. Kids are having a great time. Everyone had a smile on their face.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a great show. I really, really enjoyed it. My parents even said to me that they prefer it to the adult contest just because it was just such a feel-good show. So yeah, I loved it, and great winner as well, I think. Lisandro from France, such a little mini Elvis Presley dancing around the place with a little mic and loving life. And of course Sophie Lennon.
Oh,
what a performance.
Superstar.
Best result ever, and
fourth place,
like amazing, so good, so deserved. And we were so worried going into it because Junior Eurovision, Irish people, you know, might not understand it, but it was so good to see an Irish song be well received by Europe. And I think, you know, Sophie and Sullis will live on in people's minds for years to come of this a great Irish Junior Eurovision entry, I think.
I think ultimately, like, she was just such a fantastic representative, you know, and just, like, it's something I'll always harp on about when it comes to Junior. Like, obviously the fundamental things that the children are enjoying themselves
and
representing their countries and making friends, but also just from an Irish perspective, just having the platform for the language is so huge. Like, that just can't be underestimated. Like, it's a minority language. Like, it's one of our primary languages, but at the same time, like, in so many parts of the country it's dying. Like, this isn't the podcast to to get into that, but you know what I mean, it's a very unique thing for TG Cahir to have this platform for so many viewers across Europe and across the world to be exposed to our language. It's our language, it's no one else's. And if we don't showcase it when we have the opportunity, like, when will we? And especially just for children, they're the ones learning the languages. They're the ones who are going to keep them alive when we're all, you know, with walking sticks and whatever. So yeah, it was just so feel good, so good to see, so proud of Sophie. And I love nearly everything. It was funny, we did our episode kind of prior to Junior and we talked through our favourites, and I still loved all those ones that we spoke about, but just a standout one for me was Georgia. I believe that was one that I always liked, but it wasn't on my radar as a winner. And then when that girl Mariam from Georgia went on the stage, oh my goodness,
the
that song, that was winner worthy to me. I thought she was really fantastic, and she is a young artist. I would love to see, like, when she's older and has more
come
back for Georgia, who just have a totally different thing going on in the adult contest. But anyway, was there anything that stood out to you, Connor, in the Junior?
I think for me, the performance that really stood out to me was Spain.
So that was good, wasn't
Carlos,
it?
Señorita. Yeah. Just the slickness of it, you know, the everything, the camera angles he had on point, he knew where to look, the dancers behind him, the LED behind him, absolutely fantastic. Just, you know, putting, if maybe not recent years Spain, but, you know, like 2016 Spain, 17 Spain. It's mad how parallel Junior Eurovision and the main contest can be for some countries.
Yes.
And oh, such a good performance. It was like, you always say this, you know, it's a good performance when you think you're at their concert.
Yes.
And it felt like I was watching a Connor concert. Mini Connor on
you
stage.
You heard it here first. Connor's cover is coming soon.
Carlos is like performance of his own. So I think that's good. I couldn't imagine me doing the Senorita, choreography. So.
I think I could see you like at a Euro Bash after Baby Guinness or two, giving it a good go.
Or four.
Do you know with the Spanish one, I think that song, that actually would have been really easy to fumble the bag on.
Mm.
They, like that, because it was so up-tempo and he had so much to do and it was a very busy song.
Mm-hmm.
The way they did it was incredibly clever and they kept Carlos at the centre of it, but let him just sing and do his thing. And the visuals and the dancers brought so much of the energy around him. But then he still had that star quality that drew you to him. He's another one like Mariam, I think, is somebody to watch up and coming as he gets older and has more experience. And isn't that very exciting? Like, we've seen that in the past, some of the prior junior people like Stephanie and others.
Destiny
coming back for their country when they're older. And there's more and more every year. I just always think, God, the talent is just out of this world. Unbelievable. But we couldn't put Junior Eurovision 2022 to bed without speaking to one of our favourite people involved. Isn't that right, Connor?
Absolute superstar. Yes. Earlier today, we sat down with the amazing Sophie Lennon from Ireland. Eurovision.
Okay, we now have a really special guest joining us on the Eurovision podcast. She is our junior Eurovision entry for 2022. She flew the tricolour for us in Armenia and she was absolutely fantastic with her song Solace. Everybody, a warm welcome to Sophie Lennon.
Hi.
How are you, Sophie?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, good. We're still streaming Solace, like, no tomorrow. Firstly, before we get into junior, how was your Christmas? Did you have a nice Christmas? I say you were absolutely tired from the mayhem of Armenia.
Well, yes, definitely. I've only really finished covering after my cold. So, like, not cold, like chest infection, but, like, so that wasn't that great. But I mean, thankfully it was nearly gone. Like it was mostly gone over Christmas. But yeah, I had an amazing Christmas and everything went well. And then just the whole buzz and adrenaline was like still there from the Junior Vision. So I was just like, had the best Christmas.
Tell us about your homecoming. What was it like coming home after everything? Was everybody really happy for you?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, coming home, it took a full 2 days. I don't know how that happened, but it just did. But yeah, coming home, like my granddad and my granny, like they all had a party for me in the house and all of my family come over and everyone was just so, so like happy for me and all. And I was just so grateful that they were all like supporting me.
Ah, that's lovely. And what was the reception like in your hometown as well? Did people really get behind you and support you when you came home?
There was actually there's a little pub in my town and like loads of people went over it and they were going to play the Junior Vision on the TV there and so many people had went down to watch me. People were sending me videos and it was so funny and then everyone it was just hilarious that all the videos they were sending me of them like jumping up and down like whenever I come forth and all.
Oh, and get your 12 points off some of the jurors.
Yeah, that's amazing.
We were cheering you as well here in Dublin.
Big the flag cheers. Thing, yeah. The home thing and everything.
Oh, you deserve it so much. You were absolutely amazing, honestly, from the bottom of our hearts. And like, the result is amazing, but like, no matter where you had been on the scoreboard, you did us proud anyway, you know.
Thank you.
You were absolutely amazing. Tell us about Armenia, Sophie. What was it like? Did you have a good time?
Oh, I had a brilliant time in Armenia. I absolutely loved it. I didn't get to explore like it really well because we had to go to rehearsals and like press conferences and all, so that took up most of the time. But the time I did get, I definitely explored Yerevan and it was absolutely stunning. Like the main square, it was so, so magical because like the big massive Christmas tree, like I couldn't even describe how tall it is. It's just absolutely massive and it was all lit up, all the houses were lit up and all the wee side streets were just so, it was amazing. I loved it.
It looked incredible and especially really Christmassy with the big tree in the middle of it all.
Yeah, it was very Christmassy. I can tell they love Christmas over there.
So did you get to bond with any of the other contestants? You were talking about there that it was so busy with press conferences, but did you get time to spend much time with the other contestants at all?
Yes, I actually did get some time to hang out with the other contestants. I did actually make some like very, very good friends. So Nareh from Armenia was like one of my best friends, along with Mariam from Georgia and all her dancers. But yeah. And then also Carlos from Spain. He was one of my best friends too. And Freya from the UK. I did hang about with her. But is that, also Gaia from Malta. I actually hung around with everyone, but mostly Nare and Marion.
It's good to hear that you're all bonding and having fun as well, because that's the main thing about the contest.
WhatsApp and Instagram and all.
And if you could pick one song from any other contestant this year, which song would you like to perform?
Oh, well, I love everybody's song so, so much. And they're all my favourites. But the one I would probably love to sing definitely, yeah, probably would be Mariam's, I believe. Like, I just love it so, so much. And obviously, Nare's dance as well. It's just gonna dance from side to side. Love it.
Nice cover there.
Yeah.
Can we see any covers coming from you in the future, Sophie? Yeah,
yeah, probably.
Oh, amazing. Well, so good.
We'll keep an eye out for that. And the actual experience, like, what was it like being on that stage, Sophie? Was it one of the bigger stages you've ever been on? Because we know you've done a lot of great things here at home in Ireland as well. But what was the Armenian stage like?
Well, yeah, probably would have been the biggest stage I've ever been on in my whole life. Whole 13 years of my life, probably biggest stage. But yeah. I wasn't actually nervous at all. I was just buzzing with excitement to get on there and just perform, because I feel like I'd done like so many rehearsals. It was just like the one extra thing was people, and that was it. It was grand. I loved it.
Grand.
Like, first, you're like, oh my goodness, how am I supposed to do this? And at the end, you're like, this is a piece of cake. I can do this. No bother. It was amazing.
It's like water off his duck's back to you there. No bother. Yeah, love it.
The solace is just shining out of Sophie all the time. And your song, Sophie, did you really love your song? Like, it seemed like so much of you was in that song and that performance.
I loved my song so, so much. Like, whenever I first got it through, I actually started crying. Like, I got goosebumps because it was just such an emotional song. Like, the whole meaning and message of it is just, like, so wholesome. Like, no matter how dark times get, you'll always find the light at the end of the tunnel. It's just, like, all about mental health and stuff. And I just thought it was, like, it was so, so, like, lovely. And I just really thought people would relate to it. And I love it.
Now, Sophie, you've been doing a lot of Instagram lives and TikToks, and a lot of questions people ask you is, will you please represent us at the adult contest in a few years' time when you can? Is that something that you'd like to do, or?
Well, knowing that I've done the junior vision, I had the best time in my whole life. Like, this is one of the best things that I've ever done in my whole entire life. So yeah, I would definitely love to go over and represent Ireland in the adult Eurovision. I just think that would just be like, oh my goodness, mind blowing to say like, I represent Ireland in junior and adult Eurovision. Like, that would just be amazing.
Oh, we'd love it. I think fans would go absolutely mental for it.
Always welcome. Sophie, would you like to play a quick game of this or that?
Oh, sure, yeah.
So all you have to do is, we're going to give you the option of two things, and as quickly as you can, you just say the thing that you prefer. Try not to think about it too much, and you say the thing you prefer. So the first one is winter or summer?
Summer. 100%.
Oh, nice.
Good choice.
Second one, chocolate or pizza?
Pizza.
Christmas or Halloween?
Christmas for definite.
Ballad or bop?
Ballad. Love both.
And this could be a hard one. Junior Eurovision or Eurovision?
Junior, probably, because I was in it and I had the best time my whole life. Put me on the spot.
All of them.
Both.
All of them.
Oh, Sophie, it makes me so happy just to hear how great a time you had and that your experience is so good. That is absolutely the main thing. But you represented yourself so well, your family, your hometown, your country, our language, everything.
Everything.
We're so proud of you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for speaking to us, Sophie.
I've absolutely loved it, and I'm just so excited for the future.
We'll see you in
the
future.
We'll see you soon. Bring it on.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Anish, Isek Yol on Raw.
Eshtaki, Eshtaki, Nashimari, Isek Yol on Raw. Shano and Shulam, Benche, the Hill on Kyol on Raw. Hilon, a car, a shaman, no, better, Nashiman, you.
In a full-shirt rush to the Kill on Graw segment of the podcast. Welcome back to the Kill on Graw segment of the podcast. Connor, D. Gwich.
D. Gwich.
D. Smirgwich.
Connor's a tattoo.
Oh, Tom Gabras. Too fain.
Tom may. A Tershock Traoctor.
Oh! Whoa. You know the meme with the chef and he's sprinkling.
Chef's kiss.
That was Connor. Piershock Traoctor. He's a tired man. I'll tell you something.
All this Eurovision news is flying left, right, and centre, you know.
Tall, a loner shield. There's a lot going on. Lads, I was laughing because last night Connor was over in my house and we were just hanging out and some of my friends were there and we were, of course, playing them some Eurovision songs. And one of them turns and says, do you know what we need to do in Ireland for Eurovision? We need to send a song in the Irish language. And of course, yeah, we know. Yes, we know. And the question came, we've never sent one in Irish.
Louise
and
perked.
Lou was straight in. Sorry, Kill and Grow, Sally Jones on the podcast.
Literally.
Guys, you were all in my thoughts, all you Kill and Grow listeners. I was ready to educate the locals of Eurovision about Kill and Grow. Anyway, Toshe on Tavakta in Yugahoraka Avanan the Eurofisha Junior. Junior Eurovision via Merrick Lerich to Sophie Lennon. We were speaking with Sophie Lennon only in this episode with her beautiful Aaron, her beautiful song Sullis. So it is only right that we have this Kill and Grow segment and we keep in mind the spirit of Sullis and Sophie Lennon. Connor, on Will to Ray.
Tommy Ray.
Here we go. On green ag airí, tain na scathanna siar, tá lá nua anseo.
Tain an airí. So tá an lá, what, say that, the last bit again?
On green ag airí, tain na scathanna siar, tá lá nua anseo.
So there's a new day here. Mm-hmm. Or there's a new day anyway coming.
Yeah,
or
there's a new day now.
Now. It's all about weather. At the start, she's talking about
on green ag airí.
Green ag airí, something's like the sky or
green
grass, sun.
Yes,
the sun is shining. The happy.
The sun is happy.
Yeah, I don't know. The sun could be happy.
What does a sun do?
Shines.
Yeah, but like
emits.
It does like one thing in the morning, one thing in the evening.
Rises.
Yeah.
The sun rises.
Yeah. Tain a scathanna siar.
The scathanna siar. Sheer or seer?
Sheer.
Sheer.
Scathanna shadows. It's like the shadows.
Disappear?
Yeah, disappear, go away, retreat. Yeah.
Okay.
Call all new on show.
A new day is here.
New day is here.
Very nice.
And it's from?
Sullis.
Duh.
Of course. It's the opening lines of Sullis. I knew that.
I couldn't give him the. No, it's not the. It's a. On green ag airí, tain na scathanna siar, tá lá nua anseo.
Oh, it does not. Doesn't that start at that?
No. Instant cueness, tá lá nua adhaidh teach. That's the start.
It is the top of my on repeat playlist, so I should know it, but.
Go on, Sophie. Go on, Connor.
I gotta say as well, technically it's midterm, first day after midterm break back for me, because you know, Christmas time, no Irish, so I get a pass this week, thank you very much.
It's actually back to school, Connor, at the moment.
Back to school, exactly, yeah.
Thank you.
First week back.
No, I went back last week.
Ah, it doesn't count.
Aw,
very nice, very nice.
Gahin tuk Shine Gerv Mila Mahagots.
Right, lads, we've had two songs already submitted for Eurovision 2023. It's hard to believe.
Can you believe it?
It's crazy, absolutely crazy. We have Ukraine and Albania song. Now, both songs are said to be revamped, so we're kind of working off the studios that we have at the moment. But
they're the two big revamp countries.
Yeah.
Of all the countries, like Ukraine and Albania, it's consistent that they revamp.
Literally.
Always.
Absolutely. But we're going to kick it off with Ukraine first, because that was the first one we had, which was Vidbeer. And firstly, what a show. All things considered, underground in a metro station, they put on such a fantastic production. Like, absolutely brilliant. So kudos to all the team at UAPBC and the OJ Ukraine people, because we know that they help out too. Yeah. So congratulations for a great show. And we have our representatives for Ukraine.
Tvorchi, I hope that is correct, with their song Heart of Steel. Don't get what you say, yeah. Don't get how you feel. Get out of my way, yeah. Guess I got quite like it. It's very, very different.
Very different.
Extremely different. I was watching Vidbeer that night and I was just kind of chilling out. I hadn't heard much of the songs beforehand, so I was trying to go in with a fairly open mind to what we were going to see, what we were going to hear. And I enjoyed most of it. You know, Ukraine always has a decent selection, you know. It's rare that they have many duds on display per se. And this was no exception. In general, I enjoyed the whole show. And there were some standouts. When God
Shut the Door.
Shut the Door was a good one, I thought. A great contender. But it's a funny one. With Tvorchi, I don't know, were people really talking about them before Vidbeer?
No, I didn't hear anything anyway.
The hum online wasn't really there for them. It was there for the Jerry girl
when
she got Shut the Door and one or two others, from what I had seen within the fan community. But Tvorchi came on last, and I was looking at my phone or my laptop or something, and it actually kind of woke me up. Like, I looked up and kind of went, oh, what's this? And, like, you know, it, to be honest, it's not my typical sound that I would listen to, probably not something I regularly stream, but it woke me up and it was interesting. And I wonder, did the voters in Ukraine just kind of want that? Were they just going for something different? Like, they had a lot of options there that are within kind of the discipline that they've already sent, like cultural, folky. And Ukraine, we, as we know, have sent all sorts of entries to Eurovision, but they haven't sent one like this at all. So again, it just shows the diversity in what they can do and what they're willing to do. But I don't think this is the Eurovision winner. I don't think we're going to have a back-to-back winner here. But I think this is quite a respectable host entry.
Yep.
And I'm looking forward to seeing how it's revamped and what they do with it. What do you reckon, Connor?
Yeah, no, I echo everything that you say there, really. I think it is a good, respectable host entry. Wouldn't be my style of music at all, but I think I trust Ukraine. I think I trust them, especially with their revamps. I think the revamp will add what it's missing, and I do think that the chorus is missing that little oomph that it needs. But staging-wise, they seem to have a good, clear vision of what they want to do. And, you know, on a Eurovision stage, that'll be multiplied by 1,000. So I trust them in that aspect. But, yeah, I think it is a good, respectable entry from Ukraine. And, yeah, I'm interested to see where it goes. You know, I think this could be one that maybe flies under the radar a bit within the fandom, potentially, and blows up in rehearsals when they see, you know, the staging and the revamp on the stage and the lads interacting with the audience. So yeah, I think it's one to watch out, potentially. Not a winner, but potentially could do kind of well, I think.
Well, I just have one more thing to say personally on that, and I mean this in every sense of the phrase. Never, ever underestimate Ukraine.
Absolutely.
Ever, ever, ever. We're going to go to some of the responses that we got from our followers. On Instagram, we asked you, our listeners, our followers, what you make of Ukraine's entry this year. And we actually had quite a myriad of opinions, Connor, interestingly enough. So Margot has come in kind of on a hopeful note, saying, I'd say the revamp will be better. Then we have another person, Topher Joyce, saying, poor, should have been Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Niamh is saying it's only okay to be honest. Kian is saying that Heart of Steel isn't a bad song in its own right. However, it does sound very generic. P. Minch is saying it's okay, but I wish they had something with traditional Ukrainian elements. Now, in contrast to that, we had a few people giving it some praise. It's a Wonderful Life saying sounds good. Shane saying it's good. And pal of the podcast, Roy. Hi, Roy.
Hi, Roy.
Saying it is top 15 potential, in his opinion.
Very good. A few comments on Twitter as well. ESC Tom says, I think people are sleeping on it a bit. It's a great song and it's only going to get better with the revamp. Plus, Ukraine always elevates with their staging. Adam W., a friend of ours, needs work, but Ukraine have worked far bigger revamp miracles than this in the past. I trust they'll bring a great product to Liverpool. And finally, a friend of the podcast, MJ, said, fully expected Koshkova or When God Shut the Door to win, but it really came together as a performance. Those visuals, I can't wait for the revamp as I think it could do well. So a lot of hope there. I think people are not judging it too much now and waiting for, you know, the finished product when it all comes together a bit
closer.
If
you're a long time enough fan and Eurovision, like, you just know not to underestimate Ukraine. Like,
absolutely.
It's just like, even if in the interim or in your first listens, it doesn't blow you away, it possibly eventually will.
Yeah.
You know, we've all been there with Goa, with even Stefania, like other.
Even Jamala.
Entries.
No one Jamala. Really, yeah. Do you know?
Yeah.
So,
fair
anything
point.
Can happen.
Exactly. So that was our first confirmed entry for Eurovision.
Yes.
2023. And it feels very fitting that it
was
Ukraine.
I was just going to say that.
It's like one mind, you guys. We are literally spending so much time
together
this week. We were together last night. We're together tonight. We're together tomorrow night. And 2 days after.
Yeah.
We have a lot going on. There's a lot coming on Eurovision.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll get into
that. That's to come.
Should we get on to the second song? Probably?
Yes, our second song. It wouldn't be Christmas without Fick. Happy
Fickmas. Oh, one mind.
Yes, so we have our second song. This is Albina and Family Kelmendi.
Yeah, that's her family. Brought the whole clan. Yeah, she got the 6-for-1 deal. She was like, throw in the chicken McNuggets and the mum and the dad and the brother and
the
sister and the whole gang. Ah, sure, why not? Isn't that must be like a Eurovision first, is it? That we have like the whole family on stage.
Well, could you count them all as a family?
Falling, I'm in heaven, falling.
Was that your last place? I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't your last place.
Straight into your heart.
Clearly not if you know all the lyrics.
You didn't know me in 2019.
No, I didn't.
I love Timo.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought them up. I've been like waiting
Rewind.
For my opportunity. Just ask Glasgow Mihal, he'll tell you.
Oh, God. But yeah, this is Albania's 2023 entry. My God, still living in the past.
Selected in
2022. That's what confused
For 2023.
Me. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
But another one that's going to be revamped. So it's hard to know exactly. Again, I always find it really, really hard to judge Albanian songs until I hear the revamp.
On, yeah.
And even then, bar last year, every other year, I haven't appreciated the song until rehearsals start. So I am going to comment too much on it because I'm not too sure how I feel about it. So yeah, that's it.
Okay, fair.
Because I just feel like I'm in the middle at the moment. I'm not really loving it. I'm not really hating it. I'm just like, it's there.
You're almost waiting to see what
on my ranking. That's it. It's a song from Albania.
It's on your ranking. There's only two in there.
It's still on it. So yeah, I find that Albania is that one country that I just find really, really hard to judge.
Okay.
Until
yeah.
rehearsals.
Well, I think to be fair, I don't know. Is it just me? Like I just kind of. I clock out quite a lot from the following year's Eurovision until it's January.
Okay.
And I don't know, is that just a psychological thing in my head? Like, even in December, when I knew Vidweer and Fickmas were coming up, I'm calling it Fickmas, it's called Fick, but you know what I mean? It's so used to calling Fickmas. I would still, my head is still very much with, like, or was very much with, like, Stefania and Sam Ryder and Cornelia Jacobs and stuff, and even like junior. So it's like now we're in January and I'm coming around and I'm going to be giving the entries more of a listen and stuff. For me, I would say with Albania, I love the whole novelty of the family being there. Like, I think that's just really, like, interesting. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. She's got a brilliant voice, Albina. For me, the song isn't, like, hugely immediate. Yes. Like, not on my first listens. Like, I couldn't hum any of it for you. Mm-hmm. And I know what it's about. It's about, like, the importance of unity of family. And I think that's a great message. As a Western European, though, I think I've been accustomed all my life to hearing, you know, certain genres of music, and it's always certain regions with, like, you know, different instruments and stuff and different styles. Definitely, like, Balkan ones sometimes can just take longer for me to get, if that makes sense. Not that I'm opposed to them because they're from a different region. That's not it at all. It's just that it's almost like it can take longer to grow on me.
Yeah.
And to get the song. So I'm quite looking forward to seeing what Albania does with this. And it's all very much in the pipeline, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Work in progress, I think.
Totally.
We've got the scaffolding. Now it's time to build the frame of the house. Build it up, build the roof.
So deep.
I know.
Wow. Wow. Incredible. Insightful, amazing. Guys. Wow. Some of the responses from our listeners.
Yes, fire ahead.
Not a huge amount of responses on Instagram in general. Shane has just come in with his opinion on Albania as just bad.
Just bad.
Just one word, just bad. Roy has similarly echoed that, saying 12th in semi-final.
Oh.
That is extremely specific. Pimench saying needs a major revamp or it will be a certain non-qualifier. I think it's too early to call that. I mean, yeah. We don't have, like, what, 37, 38 literally other songs. Kian saying, this is my favourite of the confirmed songs so far. Well, there are two, but, like, that's still,
you know. This is his favourite, you know, it's number one.
And he says that he loves the ethnic sound.
That, yeah, I think you need to appreciate the ethnic sound. Ah, from it. Yeah. And that's something they'll probably hype up a bit more in the revamp that they tend to do. We've one response on Twitter. This is from MJ once again. Shout out to MJ. I thought it was one of the better fic offerings, and I'm glad the public sent it instead of one of the many ballads. However, not sure how it will do well at Eurovision. Think it could qualify, but maybe right hand side of the scoreboard on final night.
Okay,
interesting. But yeah, again, work in progress. We'll see what happens when.
Remains to be seen.
Exactly.
Looking forward to it. Eurovision. We are now in January. You know what that means. This is really the thick of things. We have got left, right and centre things happening. MGP snippets, Norwegian selection snippets, have dropped. We've got other snippets coming. We have leaks. We have
Crystal Ball, ESC, shout out to you guys. Crystal what are you, that? My
ESC
God.
ESC on Twitter.
Keeping our
if
nerves.
You know, you know. If you don't get on Twitter and look it up.
Exactly.
Eurosong 2022.
Which one, Belgium or Ireland?
Belgium is coming super soon.
Yes.
Ireland.
Wow.
We have a big, big announcement coming. And by the time this has aired,
we will know.
There's some very exciting things to come.
Yes.
We are going to be grinding hard at Eurovision HQ.
Literally.
These upcoming days to discuss and digest what Orti and the Late Late Studio is going to bring us at the beginning of February. There's hope within me.
Really? There's hope. I tweeted that last week. I said I'm actually feeling quite hopeful about your Eurosong 2023. And I think there's light, there's solace.
Gaggy. I won't insult Sophie.
But you know, I think there's hope.
Totally.
I think you need to look at it as building blocks.
Yeah.
2022 was the foundation. A lot of like construction this year, this like scaffolding and everything.
I'm loving it.
But last year it was like foundations. Mm. Now we're getting like, you know, pipes are being laid. In the foundation.
So eventually we'll get to that interior design stage with the bougie the fairy lights and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
But that's not right now.
That's about 20 years.
If we're still alive for a Connor. So, yeah. maybe our children, maybe our grandchildren will see that. This is very, very dramatic. No, I am looking forward to seeing what's in the pipeline. I mean, let's be real. Wild Youth are in it.
Oh, 100%.
Wild Youth are in it.
They confirmed themselves like months ago, so it's no surprise. But
they are buzzing.
And it's They're good buzzing. To see them. They are very, very popular.
Yeah.
Very popular.
They're great. I'm a big fan.
And, you know, their music gets played on the radio all the time. So there's no excuse from mainstream radio stations here in Ireland, because there's not a time in the car when I get in and I don't hear a Wild Youth song being played or coming up next. We've got a tune from Wild Youth, so...
Yeah.
They're always getting picked as, you know, tune of the week and all this kind of stuff. So there's no reason why Wild Youth suddenly disappear off the radio now.
Yeah.
And them taking part will obviously attract a lot more people as well in terms of those radio stations and supporting Eurovision. So I think it's only a plus that they are participating in it, you know.
You know who they remind me of, Connor? The way their attitude is and their online presence, they remind me of Brooke.
Really?
They've got that zest for life. And now... to be fair, I think a lot of the other artists that are potentially being announced in Eurosong will be similar, but they've maybe been quieter in the lead up to this. Wild Youth have been very vocal since back in May. Yeah. Like, you know, it's been nearly like a running joke on Twitter. Like, God, I wonder, are Wild Youth going for Eurovision, you know? Even one of my non-Eurovision friends said to me a week or two ago, why are Wild Youth tweeting about Eurovision like every second day? Obviously knowing I would know answer. But it's very exciting times, Connor. We'll be getting into that more.
Yes.
And
stay tuned.
Do stay tuned at Eurovision HQ. There is a lot happening.
Literally. Episodes left, right and centre. And not just coming up, like literally for the next few months ahead with all the Eurovision news and things we'll be going to. And oh my God, it's exciting times. We're actually getting fully into the thick of ESC 250, ESC 2023.
I know.
It's scary.
It's a happening.
We'll be in Liverpool before you know it.
I was about to say why I made.
That's Newcastle.
We're not going to Newcastle. I'll have to scrub up on that accent. Yes. Maybe the next podcast.
Lad, she's very tired. She's been digging the tunnel now for the past few weeks. She's getting prepared. Leo didn't help her. Now she's digging the tunnel. So, you know.
The way we met Leo Varadkar after that. It's all a bit much.
Busy times ahead, basically. That's what we're trying to say. Too much is going on.
I'm excited. I'm nervous. I'm
shaking.
Anxious. I'm happy. I'm all of the things. But it will be great and we'll all be here together. And I think like the number one thing for us here at Eurovision is that like Irish fans everywhere, like you're not alone. Like exactly. So many of us always thought we were like the only Irish person like in love with this contest. And you're not. If you're listening to us, brilliant. Like you're along this ride with us for 2023. Reach out to us. Find other Irish fans out there. Come to stuff that's going to be going on and we'll be letting you know what's going on around Ireland in the next few months in terms of Eurovision events. If you can make it to Liverpool, come to Liverpool.
Yep.
Come and meet everyone. Get your tricolours out.
Fly
probably
them
no matter who it is, we're going to support them.
Absolutely.
So very exciting times.
Exciting times.
Very exciting
absolutely.
Times.
And as well, share your opinions with us. Like, you know, if you have an opinion, share it. Whether we agree, disagree, share it. We love to hear them. It's so good to see the interaction online. So keep it up, guys. And yeah, make sure you're following us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You don't miss any of our new episodes because they're coming in thick and fast in the next few weeks and months ahead. Also as well, follow us on social media, Eurovision Podcast on Instagram, at Eurovision Pod on Twitter. And also, if you're old-fashioned or just like to send a little cheeky email, you can email us, eurovisionpodcast@gmail.com. But yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Eurovision 2023.
Bring it on.
Okay, lead us out somewhere in Europe. Slog
of all.